if we came here and there was nobody here, we wouldn't be here at all. Or we would, and it would be no fun. There's people right outside, and I think that gets us both super excited to play tonight and all hang out in a room together and go nuts.
It's very rare in Sweden that people tent outside for a concert like this. Even for Beyoncé, they didn't do that. So you guys are queens.
Det handlar mer om liksom om att stay live och att så här hela det här community, vad heter det på svenska? Gemenskapen. Med både fans och så här alla, vi kände inte ens varandra.
Nej, ingen av oss kände varandra förutom
så kunde man bonda över det här.
What do you think makes your songs and you guys so, like, you tie people together so much?
It's a tough one. We don't really know what it is exactly, but I would say it probably has something to do with honesty, authenticity, just really not being afraid of writing about certain things or, you know, doing certain things. I don't think that we really knew that it was going to look like this. We're really proud of it. The stories that I hear, it's just a tiny little segment of what really goes on. But what I hear is just, it's a lot of people, you know, become friends and stick together and kind of support each other. That's what I love about shows so much. There's thousands of little stories going on with every show, and whether or not we know exactly what those stories are, you can kind of feel that there's a lot of important things going on, and that's why it's just so important for us to, you know, play these songs live. Yeah. Not for us, but for them. You know, like they wanna act it out. They've been learning the songs, and now it's their time to put on the show, and that's exciting.
Vad är det bästa med 21 Pilots?
Deras musik, eller alltså, man blir ju så inspirerad av dem, eller sättet de gör sina saker på och skriver sina saker. Och ja, alltså, när man lyssnar på dem så blir man bara pepp.
Now we go into a room where we know that people have been kind of like investing in the music, whether they've been to a show before or they listen to the album or check out like some videos on YouTube or something. In a way, it's a good and kind of relieving feeling. But when we first started out, we would go and play to people who didn't know who we were, and that was kind of a crazy thing too, because we had to try and win people over and try and hopefully get people to like us. Now it's a little bit of a challenge because I feel like there's maybe expectation that we have to kind of meet or beat. That can be tough sometimes. I'll say I'll never really fully get used to it. It's not really a natural thing, I think, for two dudes to stand in front of a couple thousand people and try and be entertaining. And think that we're cooler than we really are. So
we're cooler than Beyoncé, for sure.
Nobody's cooler than Beyoncé. It's an unnatural feeling, but it's a really good feeling.
Det blir som en helt annan grej med deras texter, så de är lite djupare. Om jag tror att många liksom känner gemenskap i det.
Och
att, precis, och att därför så blir vi många som liksom har samma tankar. Och därför så kan man som connecta med andra människor också.
I try to collect the numbers that you've gotten on Spotify and YouTube on streams, and it's like impossible for me to count because I'm really bad at math. So I think it was over a couple of billion streams altogether. Like your song Stressed Out has gotten over 500 million streams on Spotify, which is crazy. Do you have a personal favorite from your album?
I was like listening to The Judge. That memory stands out to me a lot, recording that one. We were over in the UK recording that song. Every time I listen to it, I go back into that room that we kind of were like working on writing and recording that song. And it was just a really cool time. It was, I don't know what it was about it. And there's nothing that I can really share that will make sense to people, because they kind of probably had to be there to feel those feelings too. But there's something that like I feel like I connect to with that song.
One of my favorites to play is probably Lane Boy. I like The Judge as well because of the time signature changes mid-song. I used to do that all the time in songwriting, but now I've shown a little more self-control these days. But The Judge, we just kind of went for it and kind of want to get back to that too, so. Hit music only.